Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters raises over $1 million in third quarter. By Jacob Bliss on October 4, 2021. Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters raised over $1 million in the third quarter filing, his first quarter since announcing his candidacy. With the Federal Election Commission, FEC, he announced Monday. Masters raised $1,010,091 from over 3,100 donors during his first quarter, which he filed with the FEC, his press release stated. As Masters gears up for a long battle to the Arizona Republican primary, held in August next year, his campaign claims his fundraising haul is more than double that of the other Republican primary candidates in the first quarter. The other candidates, who include the sitting attorney general, who President Trump calls lackluster, and a businessman who has resorted to self-funding, have yet to release their Q3 fundraising numbers, the press release said. We hit our goal, and it's huge. This number represents enthusiasm, Masters said in an emailed statement to Breitbart News, claiming, this is just the beginning. First-time donors and influential conservatives, Arizona independents and veteran GOP activists alike, Masters explained. People across the spectrum are excited to have someone new in this race. A fresh and dynamic candidate who you can actually imagine winning and leading this state forward. We're going to have to raise over $100 million to beat the Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly. They say the first million is the hardest, but I'm not complacent. I will make sure we have what's needed to fight and win, he continued. Whoever advances past the Republican primary will most likely face off against Senator Mark Kelly. Diaz, who won the special election in 2020 against former incumbent Senator Martha McSally, Arroz. Kelly only won with 51.2% of the vote. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.